Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Rebecca, and I know that your English will improve today. Princess Leia, Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, and R2-D2, these are brave characters that come from the famous movie Star Wars. Are you a Star Wars fan? Well, I know that there are a lot of Star Wars fans out there, so I know that you will love today's lesson, which is called May the Force Be With You. And no, I wasn't trying to say May the Force Be With You. It is May the Fourth Be With You. Well, perhaps you are a Star Wars fan, but did you know that there is an entire day dedicated to honoring Star Wars? This is what we are going to talk about in today's lesson. And here are a few specific things we want to discuss. First, from politics to parties. What's that all about? You will find out. And Star Wars fans know how to celebrate. Okay, friends, make sure you have your magazines because it is time to begin. And may the Fourth be with you. Come on, let's go.
May the Fourth be with you. In other words, it's Star Wars Day. The Jedi greeting, May the Force be with you, is appropriately altered today in celebration of one of the world's most popular film series. From politics to parties. Star Wars Day has become an unofficial holiday in recent years. But the witty play on words on today's date has been around for over 30 years. When Margaret Thatcher became England's Prime Minister, on this day in 1979, a newspaper congratulated her by saying, "May the Fourth be with you, Maggie." That was just 2 years after the release of the original Star Wars film. But it wasn't until 2011 that Star Wars parties were established at the Toronto Underground Cinema.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 alter 这个动词。Alter 是指改变，例如 We had to alter our travel plans because of the bad weather. 因为天气不好，我们只好改变了旅游的计划。或者是 Moving to the suburbs really altered our lifestyle. 搬到郊区真的改变了我们的生活方式。Alter 也可以指修改，例如 The dress needs to be altered because it's too long. 这件洋装得修改，因为太长了。继续我们看的是 witty 这个形容词 ,witty 是指风趣的或诙谐的。例如 ,the actor played a witty and charming guy in the sitcom. 这个演员在这个情境喜剧中饰演一个幽默又迷人的男生。或者是 ,the mayor's witty comments on this controversial issue gained him some popularity. 市长对于这个极具争议性的议题的风趣评论为他赢得了一些人气。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right. Well, friends, may the Fourth be with you. And Rebecca, may the Fourth be with you. That is the blessing that I would like to give you today.
Oh, yes, Gabe, I like the way that you're talking there. Can you say that again?
Yes, of course. May the Fourth be with you.
Excellent. Hey, Gabe, speaking of may the Fourth be with you, may the Fourth be... I can't say it like you do. Anyway, are you a big Star Wars fan?
You mean a big Star Wars fan?
Yeah, a big Star Wars fan. See, Gabe, I'm trying to talk like you, and it's just not working.
It's okay, it's okay. We don't need to do that the entire day. That's just kind of fun, because the original saying, of course, from Star Wars is, May the Force be with you. Of course, today is May the Fourth. And so the little blessing is, may the fourth be with you, which makes me just want to turn all of our S sounds into that TH sound. Isn't that a good idea, Rebecca?
What a good idea, Gabe. Well, anyway, we read, in other words, it's Star Wars Day. You know what's really funny is I did not realize that there was an entire day dedicated to celebrating Star Wars.
Well, Rebecca, there certainly is an entire day. Well, I like this phrase. I like this phrase in other words. Okay, in other words, that is another way of expressing this idea. So one way is to say, May the 4th be with you. Another way is to say, It's Star Wars Day.
Mm-hmm. And I've got an example right here. You missed the meeting. In other words, you were late.
Ooh, yes.
You missed the meeting. In other words, I'm trying to say that you were late today. You should have been here.
Yes. Shh. Rebecca,
oh,
shh.
Yeah. What?
Shh. The baby is sleeping. In other words, you're being too loud.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry, I'll try to talk a little bit quieter when the baby's sleeping.
Okay, yeah, right, when the baby is sleeping. Friends, think of other ways you can use this fun little phrase in other words. Well, we read on here, the Jedi greeting, so I called it a blessing, but it's actually a greeting, okay? The Jedi greeting, May the Force be with you, is appropriately altered today in celebration of one of the world's most popular film series. Okay, so what do we learn here about this film series?
Well, we learn from politics to parties. Star Wars Day has become an unofficial holiday, so it is a holiday, but it's not an official holiday, so you probably won't see it on your calendar. An unofficial holiday in recent years, but the witty play on words on today's date has been around for over 30 years, and of course, a play on words, I kind of like that phrase. It's just a humorous use of a word. But I really like this phrase, has been around for plus time.
Okay, so this phrase means that something has been in existence for a certain amount of time. It has existed for a certain amount of time. And a better, or I guess a more common way of saying that is, it's been around for this amount of time. So this saying has been around for 30 years.
Right, and of course when I see this phrase, I automatically think of Studio Classroom. Studio Classroom has been around for over 50 years.
You're right about that, Rebecca. It's been around for a while as well. Think of other ways that you can use that phrase. What is something else that has been around for a certain amount of time? Well, we continue here. When Margaret Thatcher became England's Prime Minister on this day, in 1979, a newspaper congratulated her by saying, May the 4th be with you, Maggie. So again, we see here this phrase, May the 4th be with you. And Maggie, you know, that's kind of a fun nickname for anybody who has the name Margaret. Your nickname could be Maggie.
That's right. Anyway, we read, that was just 2 years after the release of the original Star Wars film. But it wasn't until 2011 that Star Wars parties were established at the Toronto Underground Cinema. And I really like this phrase in here as well. It wasn't until something, or until, you know, a date that something else happened. This just means that something didn't happen until something else.
That's right, or until that date, right? So for another example of how to use this sentence, you know, I was already upset, but it wasn't until my computer died that I started crying.
Oh.
So I wasn't crying yet. Other things upset me, but then when I realized my computer died, I started crying. It wasn't until that happened that I started crying.
Well, you know, Gabe, I've always enjoyed drinking tea. Actually, it's one of my favorite drinks to drink. Anyway, it wasn't until I moved to Taiwan that I really started to enjoy drinking green tea.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. So you enjoy drinking other kinds of tea, but it wasn't until the last couple of... It wasn't until recently that you started drinking green tea.
That's right.
Well, friends, right now it's time for us to sing
it
out.
Sing it out.
Hey, I'm ready, but Ben is not here. Where is Ben? What is that noise? Ben.
May the Force be with you. May the Force be with you.
Hold on.
May the Force.
Fine.
May the fall be with you. May the fall be with you. May the fall. May the fourth, May the fourth.
Hey, hey, I know what you're saying, Ben, but you're saying it wrong.
No, I'm not.
Ben, you're saying it wrong. I know what he's doing. May the force be with you. That's a famous line from Star Wars. Ben, it's may the force, F-O-R-C-E, may the force be with you.
I'm trying to say fourth, not force, fourth.
Why would you try to say fourth? It's not may the fourth.
Gabe, it is may the fourth.
What?
Yes, what is today, Gabe?
It's may the fourth. May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you, because today is May the 4th.
Well, may the 4th be with you, too.
1, 2, 3. May the 4th be with you. May the 4th be with you. May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. May the 4th be with you. May the 4th. May the 4th.
Fourth be with you, Ben.
May the fourth
and may the best man win.
I think the good side won and the dark side lost.
Well,
I guess the may the fourth is with me.
May the fourth. The fourth is with you. Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom, friends. Today is May the 4th, and so, of course, from the
Gabe,
movie Star
Gabe,
Wars.
Gabe, why are you talking like that?
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Rebecca, may the 4th be with you.
Gabe, why are you talking with that lisp? It's hard to understand what you're saying.
No, no, no. You don't get it. Today is May the 4th, and so you should say, may the 4th be with you.
So we're talking about Star Wars. May the 4th be with you.
Yes, may
like
the 4th be with you. And now, let's continue learning about how Star Wars fans know how to celebrate.
That's what I was thinking.
That's what I was thinking. What are you thinking about?
May the 4th be with you. Star Wars fans know how to celebrate. One of the most common features of a Star Wars Day event is an assortment of character costumes, including Princess Leia and Stormtroopers. Stores also offer discounts and sales on toy lightsabers, Star Wars video games, and other franchise merchandise. Sharing is also a big part of the day, as fans donate old toys to needy children and find other ways to raise money for charities. Of course, it's also a great day for old Jedi Masters to share their favorite films with young Padawans.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 franchise 这个名词。franchise 是指特许经销权。例如 ,it costs a lot to own a big name fast food franchise, 要拥有知名的素食特许经销权得要花大钱。或者是 ,this wealthy family owns several national supermarket franchises, 这个富裕的家族拥有好几个全国性的超市的特许经销权。最后我们看 merchandise 这个名词。Merchandise 是一个集合名词，意思是指商品或货品。例如 ,the store offers good quality merchandise at reasonable prices. 这家商店提供优质又价格合理的商品。或者是 ,the shop provides a wide selection of merchandise. 这家商店提供许多种类的商品。Merchandise 也可以当动词，意思是贩卖或者是行销。例如 ,the marketing strategy successfully merchandised the new product. 这个行销策略成功地推销了这个新产品。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Well, now, it's time for us to talk about how Star Wars fans celebrate this day. We read, one of the most common features of a Star Wars Day event is an assortment of character costumes. Okay, we're going to stop for just a moment. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about this phrase, an assortment of. That just refers to a group of different things. Well, it's the same thing, but there are many different types of that same thing. So you can have an assortment of chocolates, an assortment of books, an assortment of videos. What else are you thinking about, Gabe?
Okay, well, I think some ladies like it when their boyfriends give them an assortment of flowers. That means they're all flowers, but they're different kinds. And Rebecca, I have an assortment of tea that I would like to give you right here.
Really? Oh, yeah. Gabe,
here's an assortment.
So
there are different
much.
Kinds of tea.
Wow, this is heavy tea. It must be really good.
It's very good.
I'm going to open it right now.
Yeah, go ahead and open that assortment of... Yeah, can you? It's kind of difficult to
it's
open, isn't it?
It's very difficult to open.
Now, hold
Would
on
you
a
like
second.
To open it, Gabe?
Let me help you open this box of tea right here, Rebecca. And enjoy the tea, the assortment of tea.
Gabe, it's not an assortment of tea. It's an assortment of rocks. You tricked me. Gabe,
okay,
here, you
fine.
Can have the rocks back.
All right, well, I love rocks. There's all these different kinds of rocks in here, different shapes and sizes. This is an assortment of rocks.
Mm-hmm, right. Well, anyway, I think we should get back to our lesson. I'm still disappointed about my tea.
Well, that's okay. We have an assortment of things we'd like to talk about here in the rest of this section.
Right, exactly. And of course, we're talking about celebrating Star Wars Day and how a lot of Star Wars fans will often come dressed in assortment of character costumes. And as we see, including Princess Leia and Stormtroopers. Stores also offer discounts and sales on toy lightsabers, Star Wars video games, and other franchise merchandise. Now, how else does our lesson continue?
Well, of course, sharing is also a big part of the day as fans donate old toys to needy children. And you know what? That's great because sharing is caring. This is a great phrase. You use it after you've shared something with somebody or when you want someone to share something with you. You might say, hey, sharing is caring.
That's right. Now, I know, Gabe, that one of the other characters in mm-hmm. Star Wars is Yoda, mm-hmm. and he speaks in a very special way, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Steve and Ken would have something they would like to share about this, so let's join them in the info cloud.
Hmm.
Here's some tea.
Of all the old Jedi Masters in the Star Wars movie series, the most beloved surely must be Yoda.
In addition to his cute, diminutive stature, fans love listening to Yoda talk because his way of speaking is somewhat intriguing and a little mysterious.
To get an idea of just how unusual Yoda's speech is, let's first examine the syntax of some languages spoken in the world today.
Okay. In two of the most spoken languages in the world, Chinese and English, the word order is normally subject, verb, object. For example, Ken drank the coffee.
More unusual is Japanese and Albanian syntax. Generally, in these languages, the word order is subject, object, verb. Ken the coffee drank.
Rarer still is the syntax found in the Hawaiian language. Verb, subject, object. Drank Ken the coffee.
Okay, now back to Yoda, whose syntax is even more uncommon. When Yoda speaks, his word order is generally object, subject, verb.
The coffee Ken drank.
Just trying out my Yoda imitation. So, are there any languages in the world that actually use this Yoda-style word order? Yes, but they're very rare. Mostly they're spoken by Aboriginal peoples living in the jungles of South America.
在星际大战众多的人物当中， Yoda 尤达大师是备受观众爱戴的。不知道你有没有仔细听过 Yoda 讲的话，他的 syntax 句子结构跟我们一般人讲的句子不太一样。我们通常讲的话，不管是英文或是中文，句子的结构大多是主词、动词在接受词。比如说 Steve drank the coffee， 主词是 Steve， 动词 drank， 受词是 coffee。中文也是一样， Steve 喝了咖啡。日文的 syntax 就不同了，主词会直接接受词，动词摆在句尾。但 Yoda 讲的话是受词摆在句首，然后接主词跟动词。所以 Steve 喝了咖啡， Yoda 会讲成 The coffee Steve drank。 全世界只有南美洲居住在丛林中的原住民讲的语言采用这种的句子结构。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
May the force be with you.
No, it's may the force be with you. It's force, not fourth.
You're right. I just altered the Jedi greeting, but just for today.
Why?
Well, think about today's date.
May the 4th.
Right. So may the 4th be with you.
It's a play on words. Well, that's appropriate.
Yes.
You're very witty.
Thanks. But that's been around for over 30 years.
Whoa.
When Margaret Thatcher became England's Prime Minister on this day in 1979, a newspaper congratulated her by saying, May the 4th be with you, Maggie.
2 years after the release of the original Star Wars?
Yes, and fans have been saying it ever since.
Today should be a holiday, Star Wars Day.
It is, but unofficial.
How do people celebrate?
Well, fans celebrate by wearing character costumes.
Like Princess Leia and Stormtroopers?
Yes. And stores offer discounts on franchise merchandise.
Oh, like toy lightsabers and video games?
That's right. Sharing is also a big part of the day.
Sharing?
Yes. Fans donate toys to needy children and raise money for charities.
What a great day.
Yes. Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.